Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Transnet het 5 maatskappye aangewys om 'n reuse nuwe vloeibare brandstofterminaal by sy hawe in Richards Bay te bou en te bedryf. Die ontwikkeling sal sowat 17 miljard rand beloop en die hawe se hanteringsvermoë van grootmaat brandstofvrag wesentlik verhoog. Dit sal 5 sogenaamde tankplase beloop en die maatskappye sal dit moet finansier, ontwerp, bou en dan vir 25 jaar bedryf voor dit aan Transnet teruggegee gaan word. Een van die wenners is 'n konsortium wat deur Bidwest gelei word. Bridget Gaza-Toboti is op die lyn, sy is 'n portefeuljedirekteur vir megaprojekte by Transnet se haweowerheid in KwaZulu-Natal. Bridget, thank you so much for your time. This is an exciting project and it follows Transnet's strategy to allow private sector operators to construct and operate key infrastructure. So what does this project entail? What do you intend to achieve with this?
Transnet is very excited to be making the announcement that it make. We are responding to two things in essence. Firstly, we are responding to our own strategy, which we term reinventing for growth. But we are also responding to the needs of the country as expressed in the energy transition framework and strategy, where we are looking to expand liquid bulk capacity and green fuels capacity in our ports. And in respect of this announcement that we've just made, we are focusing on the investments that need to be made in the port of Richards Bay. So we went out on a request for proposals, looking for entities that would provide us with a credible plan on how we are going to increase the volumes for liquid bulk and green fuels through the port of Richards Bay. A very competitive process it was, and we have now narrowed it down to 5 preferred bidders that will be given a 25-year concession to then make the developments that they need to make.
How many companies or consortiums actually expressed interest? I just want to get a sense of the interest in this project.
So we had 19 that attended the first briefing session on the request for proposals. And of course, we then did the evaluation and landed on the 5. So you have 5 entities that have been found to pass muster by way of what we were looking for in the request for proposals.
The preferred bidders are KZN Oils, Linsen Nambi.
There's KZN Oils Pty Ltd. There's Linsen Nambi Pty Ltd. There is ProTank Pty Ltd. And then there is a consortium made up of Bidvest and Nambiti. And last but not least is KNGM Engineering Pty Ltd.
Are all of these companies or consortiums South African?
Yes, all of them are South Africans. Some are already in our ports, meaning in the precincts that we have in the various ports. But of course, we have new players that have decided to throw the gauntlet and respond, and we found their proposals to be credible.
This is not the first project Transnet has undertaken to involve the private sector. The big one was the Durban Port Pier 2 concession, which was actually allocated to a company, but it's been in the courts now for close to, 2 years now, where a competing bidder has expressed its concerns regarding that tender award. And that's just delaying this whole process. What steps did you take to try and prevent any legal action from losing bidders to delay this project in Richards Bay?
TNPA has got quite a few strategic initiatives that are planned as key developments in the ports. And we are covering all of the different precincts that are as per the directive of our segment strategy of Transnet. The Durban Container Terminal Pier 2 transaction is the first that, of its size, that has met the challenges that it did meet. It is not a microcosm that any one of these PSPs or Section 56 proposals would meet the kinds of challenges that we're dealing with there. So we have a regulatory framework that's pretty straightforward for any of the bidders to go through. There is nothing complex about what we look for to cement the Section 56 proposals. It's all about competition. It's all about transparency in what we are asking for by way of requirements. So there shouldn't be any repeat, inverted commas, of what we are dealing with in the Port of Durban. It's a once-off, and I think we've done everything that reasonably can be done from a procurement point of view to ensure that transparency, that fairness, and that competitiveness. Periodically, you'll have bidders that are not successful complaining about the reasons why they were not successful and wanting to be taken into our confidence about their own reasons. And beyond Transnet being very transparent about what is it that would have made a bidder not successful, there will always be bidders that want to take the legal route. So it's unfortunate that we find ourselves in that situation with this particular transaction. But on the part of Transnet, there's nothing that reasonably could have been done that was not done to ensure that fair play.
Well, hopefully this concession stays out of the courts. But just lastly, this is a very important infrastructure development because it will contribute greatly to fuel security in South Africa, which of course is always a concern, but it's an important project. What is the timeline? When do you foresee the first green fuels to flow into these tanks?
So of course we're asking these preferred bidders, having had looked at their proposals, to not only design how the terminals are going to look like, but also raise the necessary funding and be able to present us with a development plan that we are going to approve and an operational plan beyond them doing the developments. So of course, because all of them still need to overcome the hurdle of EIA applications before they even break ground, we're not looking at anything less than 24 months as a development period. We are sure that by 2027, all these five terminals will be up and running.
Bridget, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Bridget Gaza Toboti. Sy is 'n portefeulje direkteur vir megaprojekte by Transnet se hawe owerheid in KwaZulu-Natal.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.